CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham, where references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 29th of June 2025. Here are the main news headlines. Royal Signals Museum offers discounted entry to RSGB members. Watch two more 2024 convention videos and then book for this year's event. A reminder about the RSGB band plans. Don't forget the RSGB has partnered with some fantastic museums in order to offer its members discounted entry in 2025. The Society has recently added the Royal Signals Museum in Dorset to the list of museums offering reduced prices for members. The interactive museum is located within an active army camp and brings to life the vital role of military communications. Visit rsgb.org/partner-museums for more information and to download your personalised discount voucher for six exciting partner museums. Whether you're heading to West Wales, Cornwall, West Sussex, Suffolk, Dorset or Milton Keynes, you'll be able to save between 20 and 50% on standard admission prices. Start planning your summer adventures now. Are you thinking about attending the RSGB's convention this year? Be inspired to book your place by watching two videos the RSGB has released from its 2024 convention, which provide comprehensive updates on EMC and EMF. The first video is a presentation from members of the RSGB Electromagnetic Compatibility Committee, EMC Chairman Dr. John Rogers, M0JAV, together with Peter Zollman, G4DSE, and Ian White, GM3SEK, summarise reports to the EMC Help Desk and highlight two of the most commonly raised topics. This includes advice on how to find and minimise the impact of the sources of RFI. In the second video, RSGB General Manager Steve Thomas, M1ACB, interviews the trio as they explain how the work they've been doing has helped not only RSGB members but the wider amateur radio community. They also explain how their work has supported the new power levels and the latest license conditions. Watch both videos by going to youtube.com/the RSGB. The RSGB band plans for 2025 were published in March this year in the March edition of Radcom and are also available on the RSGB website in a variety of formats. The RSGB would like to remind all radio amateurs to consult the band plans before operating and to refer to the master files on the Society's website. To ensure you are using the correct data, please do not copy them onto other websites or use versions that you find elsewhere. You can find the plans at rsgb.org/bandplans. The board has appointed Will Richardson, 20WYA, as the new nominations committee chairman. If you're interested in joining the board as a nominated director and have the skills and experience to help move the society forward to its next chapter, please contact Will via nominations.chair@rsgb.org.uk. The society would like to increase the diversity of its board and is also looking particularly for radio amateurs who have knowledge of the science and technology of amateur radio and the spectrum it uses. The International Amateur Radio Union is engaging with member societies to explore potential changes to its further future structure. The RSGB has contributed to this consultation by raising several concerns and offering constructive suggestions across a range of topics. Throughout these discussions, the Society has prioritised the development of amateur radio and the interests of its members. Further updates will be shared with members in due course. The famous Grimmerton radio station will be celebrating its 100th anniversary on Wednesday the 2nd of July. The unique Ann Alexanderson alternator with the call sign SAQ is scheduled for two transmissions on 17.2 kHz using CW. At 0830 UTC, the alternator will be started up and at 0900 UTC, the first transmission will take place. Second transmission is scheduled for 1300 UTC. You can read more about the event and the historic transmitter at alexander.n.se. Finally, advance notice that the popular churches and chapels on the air event takes place on Saturday the 13th of September between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. If you're planning to put a station on the air, please let John Resdell, G3XYF, know by emailing jhwresdell@gmail.com. Now for rallies and events. Cornish Radio Amateur Club Rally is taking place today, Sunday the 29th of June, at Penair School, St Clement in Truro, TR11TN. Doors open 10:30. For more information, contact 10G0FIC 01809 821073. Saffron Walden Radio Hammond CB Club Rally takes place from Friday the 4th of to Sunday the 6th of July. The venue will be Lovecoats Farm, Chickney Road, Hensham Village, Bishop Stortford, CM22 6BH. You can camp on the field from Friday to Sunday and have a table at a cost of £15. If you're camping, you can arrive from 6 p.m. on Friday. To book a camping pitch or arrange tables, email g8swr1.5@gmail.com. Barford Norfolk Radio Rally will take place on Sunday the 6th of July at Barford Village Hall and Green, Barford Norwich, NR94AB. Doors open 9 a.m. for visitors. The event features trade stands, car boot sales, bring and buy, charity raffle, repeater groups, catering and free car parking. Entry costs £3 per person, under 16's free. Outside pitches cost £8 and are available from 8 a.m. on the day. Inside tables cost £10 and have to be pre-booked. More details, visit tinyurl.com/Barford2025. Or email David, G7URP, at radio@dcpmicro.com. Special event news, tomorrow the 30th of June, the 2458 RAF Cadets Air Training Corps will be on the air from the Cadet Centre in Bailden, West Yorkshire. The squadron will have the opportunity of operating an HF and low Earth orbit satellite amateur radio station under the supervision of Simon M0YKS. The cadets already have experience operating their own VHF radio equipment and will now be able to expand their knowledge and experience within the world of radio communications and amateur radio. The call sign used by the cadets during the event will be GB0ATC. The station will be active between 7 and 9 p.m. The operators are hoping to contact as many radio amateurs as possible, so listen out for activity which will be mainly on the 40-metre band and any FM satellites in range during the event. A series of special event stations is on the air to celebrate the Deutsche Amateur Radio Club's 75th anniversary. For special call signs, four special call signs are active until the 31st of October. You can find details about the stations as well as any info on a diploma that is available at tinyurl.com/DARCIS75. An English version of the information can be found by scrolling down the website, QSL via Bureau or direct to DL2VFR. Durham and District Amateur Radio Society is participating again as one of the bonus stations in the popular 13 Colonies event. Special call sign GB13COL has been issued for the occasion and will run from the club station at 1300 UTC on the 1st of July until 0400 UTC on the 8th of July. Listen out for the station on the HF, VHF and UHF bands and on the amateur satellites. Operators will be using SSB, CW, FM and various digital modes. And finally, don't forget to listen out for all amateur stations who will be on the air today, Sunday the 29th. Film Museums on the Air. Find out more by visiting tinyurl.com, IMOTA, figures 2025. Aldir PY1SAD is active as 8R1TM from Guyana until the 8th of July. He operates CW, SSB and digital on the 166-metre band and via satellite. During weekdays, he's available between 2300 UTC and 0200 UTC, QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL, QRZ.com logbook or directly to Aldir's home call. Domenico IK1MNF is active as stroke IA5 from Isola d'Elba EU028 until the end of September. He's mainly using SSB on 20 to 6 meter bands, QSL via Domenico's home call. QSOs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World and Club Log. Contest news today, the 29th, the UK Microwave Group 5.7 and 10 gigs contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC, all modes on the 5.7 and 10 gigs frequency. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also today, the 29th, the RSGB 50 meg CW contest runs from 0900 to 1200 UTC, CW on the 6 meter band. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Tuesday the 1st, the RSGB 144 megs FM activity contest runs 1800 to 1855 UTC, FM on the 2 meter band. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also Tuesday the 1st, the RSGB 144 UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 2 meter band. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 2nd, the RSGB 144 megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC FT8 on the 2-meter band. The exchange's report and 4-character locator. Also the same day, the RSGB 144 megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2-meter band. The exchange's report and 4-character locator. If you're in one, you can join the other. RSGB VHF National Field Day starts at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 5th, ends at 1400 UTC on Sunday the 6th of July. All modes on the 6-meter, 4-meter, 2-meter, 70 SEMs and 23 SEMs band. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The RSGB VHF Fixed Station contest starts at 1400 on Saturday the 5th and ends at 1400 UTC on Sunday the 6th of July. All modes on the 6-meter, 4-meter, 2-meter, 70 SEMs and 23 centimeter bands. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Sunday the 6th, the 3rd 144 megs backpacker contest runs from 1100 to 1500 UTC, all modes on the 2-meter band. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator, unsurprisingly. Now for the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, the last week was good from a geomagnetic disturbance point of view. Up until Wednesday the 25th, the KP index had not been higher than 3.67 and had mostly been in the 1s and 2s. This helped HF propagation to a great extent. Sunspots have been present with the solar flux index sitting at 120. On Wednesday the 25th, a look at the visible disk at solarham.com shows 5 sunspot groups facing Earth. None are groundbreaking, but they are at least helping to keep the solar flux index relatively high. Daytime F2 MUFs over a 3,000 km path have been reaching 18 megs and even 21 megs at times, with 14 megs being more reliable. Sporadic E continues to make 28 megs a useful band for short skip, with much of Europe being workable mid-morning on the 25th, at least using FT8. Estonia, Germany, Poland and Finland were all easily worked on FT8, but nothing was heard on the usual 10-meter CW and SSB frequencies. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will be in the 140s to 150s. Unsettled geomagnetic conditions are forecast for the 1st of the 3rd of July, when the KP index could reach 4. And conditions may become unsettled again on the 6th and 7th, again with a predicted KP index of 4. In the meantime, make the most of sporadic E on the 10-meter band. It won't last forever. Now for VHF and up, the more traditional summer weather with patchy rain and showers is likely to continue for a bit longer. The more persistent rain is likely in the north, closer to low pressure near Iceland, whereas the rain may be more intermittent in southern areas, closer to high pressure over France. This probably rules out any significant tropo in northern Britain in the coming week, but does allow for the occasional enhancement in the southern half of the country. Most areas will have some rain scatter opportunities for the gigahertz band operators, although perhaps fewer in the south than the north. The solar conditions have quietened down a little in terms of aurora recently, but as we said last week, don't forget to look north in the twilight sky for signs of the pale noctilucent cloud. This is a high summer phenomenon. See if you can detect any wave patterns like ripples on a sandy beach in the cloud. The month of June tends to be quite good for meteor input, and in the last of the set, the June booted peaked on Friday the 27th, so there should be some good chances for hearing the odd ping or two, or even seeing one in the evening sky after dusk. The primary mode of interest is still Sporadic E, which is in full swing and doubtless being topped up by the meteors which produce the main ingredient of Sporadic E propagation, long-lived ions as they ablate or burn up upon entering the atmosphere. In terms of the usual search for placement of Sporadic E events geographically, the main jet stream interest is likely to be across the northern part of Europe in the coming week. This suggests trying paths to Scandinavia and the Baltic states, whereas for triggers due to upper air ridge patterns, use the more southern routes. The moon has passed perigee for this month, so path losses are rising. Moon declination is still high, not going negative until Tuesday the 1st of July. 144 meg sky noise is low, increasing to moderate by next weekend. And that's it from the propagation team this week. And that's all from me until next week.